The sun was lighting up the kitchen. It was thick yellow, a warm light, but not a show-off light. It did not want the glory for the illumination of the room. It made each object look as if it was glowing with a light from deep inside itself. Lawrence, the table with its clean blue cotton tablecloth, his orange tea mug, and my yellow one, all of it glowing from within. The light made me feel very cheerful. I thought to myself, that is a good trick. But Lawrence was serious. Look, he said, I think you and I need to make a plan for your welfare. I'm going to be very clear about this. I think you should go to the local police and report yourself. I don't think it's right for you to expose Sarah to the stress of harboring you. I smiled. I thought about Sarah harboring me as if I was a boat. Lawrence said, this isn't funny.
But no one is looking for me. Why should I go to the police?
I don't think it's right you're being here. I don't think it's good for Sarah at the moment.
I blew on my tea. The steam from it rose up into the still air of the kitchen, and it glowed. Do you think you are good for Sarah at the moment, Lawrence?
Yes. Yes, I do.
She is a good person. She saved my life. Lawrence smiled.
I know Sarah very well, he said. She told me the whole story.
So you must believe I am only staying here to help her.
I'm not convinced you're the kind of help she needs.
I am the kind of help that will look after her child like he was my own brother. I am the kind of help that will clean her house and wash her clothes and sing to her when she is sad. What kind of help are you, Lawrence? Maybe you are the kind of help that only arrives when it wants sexual intercourse.
Lawrence smiled again. I'm not going to take offense at that, he said. You're one of those women who has a funny idea about men.